Hi friends, good day to you and welcome to listen to today's podcast. Life is filled with decisions and choices. Per day, we have to make so many decisions and so many choices. It may be easy ones or sometimes hard ones, sometimes minor ones and sometimes major ones. Without making decisions and choices, we cannot proceed in life. Everyone has to make a choice in life. Everyone has to make a choice to live a better life. When the life will be better, when the choice is made better. But do we make right choices in life? What are the choices we make? Have you ever succeeded in your choices? We need to remember that the choices and the decisions we are going to make today, they are going to affect or affect tomorrow. Tomorrow may be good or bad, depends upon the choice that you make. There are people who thought that they had made a right choice and lost millions. There are people who thought that they had made right choice and lost their entire career. What happens if you make a choice to get married and settle down in life and made a wrong choice of a spouse in your marriage? How could you feel that life? Oh, the miserable one. Therefore, making a right choice in life is very important. But most of the time, we find it difficult to make choices in life because in our choices and decisions, there are others involved. If the others do not cooperate with your decisions and choices, you are not going to achieve the target that you decided for. There are people who cannot decide anything. They depend upon others to decide for them. There are people who ruined their entire life by making wrong choices and wrong decisions one after another. Why we fail in making the decisions and fail to make our own choices? Gospel according to St. Matthew chapter 6 verse 33 says, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." What the evangelist is saying, there should be a primary choice which will help us to make all other choices. The primary and the main choice is that we have to choose God in life. If God is not there in our life, you make any choice, you will not succeed. Only God can bring success in every choice that we make. God is the main foundation of every choice and every decision that you make. God set before us life and death, blessings and curses. What will you choose? From the part of God, He encourages us to choose life and blessings. Joshua admonishes the people of his time. He says, "Decide today whom you want to serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." Joshua says, "I and my people will choose God first in our life." Saint Paul, when he was Saul, he was forced to make a major choice by others, the religious authorities of his time. He was forced to make a choice to destroy Christians, to kill Christians. As Paul did that due to the pressure from others, from his part, he too felt satisfying by his choice. It was Jesus Christ who made him to change his choice on the road to Damascus. Jesus brought to his awareness that what he was doing is wrong. Jesus made Saul to follow him alone. So he realized earlier choice that he made was wrong. By following, he had made his right choice, and he became the apostle of Jesus. Judas had made a choice of destroying Jesus. He made a choice to hand over Jesus to the enemies to crucify. But later on, he destroyed his own life by hanging himself for the wrong choice that he made by killing Jesus. When Jesus visited Martha and Mary at Bethany, Martha was busy in the kitchen, while Mary sat at Jesus' feet listening to him, to his teachings. Both Martha and Mary were doing good things, but Jesus said that by choosing time with him, Mary had chosen what is better. She had made a good choice. The book of Proverbs says, "Choose my instruction instead of silver, knowledge rather than choice gold. For wisdom is more precious than rubies, and nothing you desire can compare with her." Why making a choice in life is important. Choices shape our lives. Our lives that we live in today are a result of the consequences of our choices. Therefore, before making a decision and before making a choice, we need to think of tomorrow's consequence. Most of the time, the effects could be of longer time. If the choice is wrong, the life will be messed up. Before I wind up, I want to remind you the words of Billy Graham. He says, "God will never send anybody to hell. If any man goes to hell, he does by his own free choice." Yes, God has given us wisdom to know what is right and wrong, and God expects us to choose right and succeed in life. Before I conclude, I say thank you for listening today's podcast. God bless you and have a nice day.